You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to the Sky U podcast by the Daily Gopher. I'm Chris, go away you fur. With me this week is Andy, Gopher Guy 05.
Hello everybody.
Well, I mean, let's just get right to it. That was an exciting weekend of hockey for the Gophers there, Andy.
Yeah, no, they showed up. I mean, it was a little alarming there for about a period and a half against UMass in their opener, but they got it figured out in the third period in overtime, and then pretty much two out of three periods of great hockey against Western Michigan. They got a little lucky there in the second period that Western Michigan goal didn't come back to count and haunt them. But otherwise, they legitimately probably played four periods this weekend where they definitely looked like a team that could win the national championship. Unfortunately, they're going to have to play probably six periods like that if they want to win the NCAA championship here in a week and a half. But, we're off to a really good start.
If you were to kind of break down the things that you were happiest with, what the strongest parts of the play were for the Gophers, what would those be?
I mean, when they got into their own system, they looked really, really good. I mean, the offensive zone possession, once they figured out how to do that against UMass, and especially in the first and third period against Western Michigan, once they did that, they looked great. They were putting lots of chances on goal, and frankly, probably the only reason they won by one goal against UMass and only won 3-0 against Western Michigan was the play of the opponent's goalies. I mean, Minnesota had lots of really, really, really great chances. But they have to be able to stay in that system. When they were playing UMass's game there for a while, it didn't go so well. And Minnesota's had a tendency to try and do that at times. So that's going to be something that Bob Motzko's really got to work on them here this week in practice and basically say, hey, play your game. If you play your game, you can compete against any team in the country. When you play other teams' games, that's when you get in trouble. And that's what Minnesota State, their opponent in the Final Four, is really going to try and get them to do is to play that defensive plodding style of game where this Gopher team's not meant to play one of those 1-0, 2-1 type of games. They'd much rather play a 4-3, 5-2 type of game.
So as you alluded, the Frozen Four, not this weekend. Everyone remember that the way the NCAA does this is because the men's basketball and women's basketball Final Fours are this weekend. They always make sure to have hockey skip a weekend. So April 7th, Thursday, April 7th, is when the Gophers will face Minnesota State in the Frozen Four. There's been a recent change that was supposed to be on ESPN2, but thanks to that Thursday now being opening day for Major League Baseball after the lockout, they have been bumped down to ESPNU. So if you're planning on watching that game, make sure you have ESPNU in your TV package through whoever your provider is. If necessary, you can get a real inexpensive or free trial period to Fubo TV or YouTube TV, one of the streaming providers, if you need to get yourself some ESPNU. Back to, kind of the details of that matchup. When you talk about Minnesota State wanting to bring the Gophers into a kind of a plodding defensive, is their system very similar to, say, Notre Dame's, or do they run a different kind of slow plod?
They're pretty similar to Notre Dame. In fact, if you saw Minnesota State beat Notre Dame 1-0 in the game to advance to the Frozen Four in their region final. So they do play that. I mean, they're gonna put that neutral trap on. Where you saw the Gophers struggle at times against UMass specifically, but a little bit against Western Michigan, is when they couldn't connect passes through the middle of the ice. with Minnesota wasn't doing a whole bunch in transition. They needed to be able to get the puck from their end to their opponent's end and get possession in the offensive zone and maintain possession and then set up their offense. That's how a majority of their goals, I think all but probably one, were scored this weekend. Mankato State's going to do their damnedest to get in the middle and not allow Minnesota to do that. They're going to try and basically have the Gophers to dump it in, but then make sure that they get down there and get possession of the puck before the Gophers can, in which case you're just playing a neutralized back-and-forth type of game. Minnesota wants to be able to make those passes across center ice and be able to get zone entry and sustain possession. With this trap, and we've seen the Gophers struggle against teams that play this defensive trap before, just take last year, the same Minnesota State team. They bring back a vast majority of the team. They beat the Gophers 4-0 in the Loveland Region Final, and Minnesota really never looked like they were in the game. They got outplayed completely by the Mavericks. So Minnesota is definitely looking for payback this year. And hopefully with the extra week and a half, instead of having to play them, on a day after, you've got a week and a half to prepare for them. Bob Motzko and his crew can come up with a good offensive game plan where they can try and figure out how to break through that trap and do that offensive possession that they need. Because I think if Minnesota is going to win this game, they're going to have success. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think Minnesota wins a 1-0 game against the Mavericks. I don't think they win a 2-1 game. If the Gophers are going to win, I think they're going to have to score at least 3. And I think that's where it's going to come down to. They're going to have to be able to figure out a way to get through that trap, get possession, and run their offense in that offensive zone, because that's where they can set up those great passes and one-timers for Ben Myers, or for now Aaron Hughlin on that line has been a great addition. He played great with the Nyes and Myers line this weekend. And we're going to have to get some offense from that senior-laden line, the Sammy Walker, Blake McLaughlin, and Bryce Brodzinski line. As anybody who's followed this Gopher hockey team up and down the last couple of years, the Walker and McLaughlin line, when they're hot, they are hot. But when they're held in check, they're invisible out there on the ice at times. And I don't think they had a single point on the weekend. It was all the Nyes, Myers, Hughlin line that was creating all the offense. And Minnesota State plays a tough defensive game. They're going to key in on that top line. So Minnesota's probably going to need to get a goal or two from their second or third lines this weekend or next weekend if they're going to advance and try and play for their first title since 2003.
Looking at what lies beyond Minnesota State in the joyful world where the Gophers pick up a win on Thursday night, you've got Michigan and Denver. What do you see? Who do you think you see coming out of that matchup?
Well, I'll talk about the complete opposite of what you're going to do. You're going to go from playing a defensive plotting team to just like you, however you want to play, you're going to see an offensive team that likes to go up and down the ice. I think Michigan's still got to be the favorite. I mean, they have the most NHL ready talent. We've seen what they can do when they're on. The Wolverines beat the Gophers obviously 4-3 in the Big Ten title game, jumped up to a 4-1 lead, completely outclassed the Gophers for two periods. But we've seen Minnesota hold their own against this team too. So I think as Gopher fans, you'd love to get another shot at the Wolverines, because you can beat them if you play your right game. You just need to be able to control the mistakes and not let Michigan beat you in transition, which killed the Gophers in the Big Ten championship game. They made a couple of mistakes at center ice. The Wolverines jumped on them, and they were down 4-1 before they had a chance to make the furious comeback. Denver's going to play much the same way. They have a goalie who's played really well in the NCHC, but they will attack on offense. I mean, they will take advantage of your mistakes, and they will not hesitate to put 2-3 pucks behind your goalie in a hurry if you give them that opportunity. So I think that will be a great game, but it's going to be probably the exact opposite style that you're going to see from the Minnesota State game in the other semifinal. And it'll be interesting to see, who can then change their game to adapt for play for the title, whoever advances. So I do think, arguably you've got four of the best teams in the country. Sometimes in this tournament with the one and done situation, you get a fluky team in there, but I mean, we've seen fluky teams win the title. They just get hot at the right time. It happens. But I do think overall, you've got probably four of the five top most talented teams in the country. Minnesota has been good for most of the year. Michigan has been good for most of the year. Minnesota State's been in the top two or three all year long. And Denver struggled a little bit early, but has really come on since the holiday break. All four of these teams, I think you could argue all four of them could easily win the tournament. All four of them, nothing would be an upset anymore. All would have legitimate claims to taking home the title. So it should be really, really fun here a week from Thursday and a week from Saturday to see who pulls out the title.
Well, hockey's not the only Gopher squad in the NCAA tournament, the postseason for their sport. Gymnastics starts their postseason journey tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yeah, Thursday afternoon. The Gophers are at the Norman, Oklahoma regional. And the way the NCAA does their regionals is it's an eight team in the regional. So they have they're split into groups of four. So you have basically via seed. Minnesota is the number eight overall seed. So in this regional, the Norman, Oklahoma regional, you have the number one seed, Oklahoma, 8 seed Minnesota, the 9 seed California, the 16 seed Arizona State, and then 4 unseeded teams in Boise State, Utah State, Arkansas, and West Virginia. So they get split into two pods. So it'll be Minnesota will be in one session with Cal, Boise State, and Utah State, and then the other will be Oklahoma, Arizona State, and 2 of the other unseeded teams. Those events will take place Thursday. It'll be your typical, all 4 rotations. You'll get a full team score. The top 2 teams in each grouping on Thursday will then come together to compete on Saturday in the regional final. And the top 2 teams at that regional final will then advance to the NCAA championships, which will be in 2 weeks down in Fort Worth. The Gophers last year as the 8 seed made their first trip to the NCAA finals since, I believe, 2013 or 2014. Ended up finishing 8 overall. But they made it there, and they definitely have the potential to do that again. Now, as we said, only the top 2 teams will advance actually through there. So when you've got number 1 Oklahoma, who's the obvious favorite to advance, that means between number 8 Minnesota, number 9 California, and number 16 Arizona State, only one of those 3 teams is probably moving on to the NCAA championship. So the Gophers are going to have to be on. They cannot have the slip-ups that we've seen at some point later in the season. I mean, the Big Ten championships, Minnesota finished 4th because they had 2 of their gymnasts fall off the beam. That won't cut it. If that happens in the region finals, you're done. You're not moving on. You cannot come back from a mistake like that. So, Minnesota, we know about their stars, Lexi Ramler, Ona Loper, Maya Hooten. They're going to shine. They're going to show out, but they're going to need some of those lower gymnasts in their ranks. The 4th and 5th scorers on the bars, on the beam, they're going to need to put up big scores. They're going to need to put up 9.7s, 9.75s, 9.8s if Minnesota wants to try and advance to the full national championships here in 2 weeks. The good news is that even if the team does not make it out of the Norman region, you're going to see several of these individual athletes be able to compete. I believe the NCAA championships always takes the top 10, I think, individuals who didn't qualify in both individual events and all around. So Ona Loper, Lexi Ramler, Maya Hooten, they've already punched their tickets. They will be competing for individual titles for sure and the all-around title at the NCAA championships. But we'd love to have the full Gopher team joining them in Fort Worth in 2 weeks.
Well, continuing the postseason, no Gophers in this one, but certainly a Minnesota connection. The Women's Final Four is being held in the Twin Cities. And, of course, we're Minnesotans. We love a good one-of-us story. You've got Paige Beckers, star for UConn, coming to back home to Minnesota for the Women's Final Four.
Yeah, the media blitz started immediately after UConn upset NC State in double overtime. In fact, the Star Tribune sent Chip Scoggins out to cover that regional. That should tell you how much they were drooling over UConn coming here this weekend. That they they don't send, you know, they don't send reporters or columnists out to cover most of the Gopher sports road trips anymore, but they sent somebody out for the women's regional to see if UConn can come back. So, but yeah, it will be UConn and Stanford in the second semifinal Friday night at 8:30. South Carolina and Louisville, both number one seeds in the first one at 6 o'clock. I think South Carolina's got to be the runaway favorite to take this home. Dawn Staley, as their coach, has got this team playing ridiculously well. And it should be great. It should be a full house at Target Center Friday night, and then for the title game Sunday night. The championship game was originally supposed to be 5 o'clock. Now it got bumped up to prime time because baseball season got delayed. So they're going to get their prime time shot on ESPN. I think we're going to see a couple of great games. I will be there in person covering on the blog, so you'll see some coverage on the blog this weekend, even though it doesn't involve anything Minnesota. But we'll be there to just sort of give the experience of a big national event here in the Twin Cities. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And yeah, I imagine it's going to be a loud home UConn crowd on Friday night. I mean, everybody loves the One of Us. Everybody loves Paige Beckers. The media is fawning over here like no other. She will probably have giant puff pieces in you know, both newspapers and every local TV station when they meet the media here, I think, tomorrow and Thursday. She will be front and center, no doubt, and the Twin Cities media will fawn all over her, and rightfully so. She's, you know, the best athlete, arguably, you could say that the Twin Cities has turned out in some time. Sorry, Jalen Suggs, Charlie. Sorry, Chet Holmgren. You just don't quite have the passion, pomp, and that Paige Beckers does. So it should be a really fun weekend of basketball. There's lots of cool events in and around the Twin Cities if you're looking for things to do. They've got a fan fest down at the convention center. They've got a party out on First Avenue right in front of Target Center all weekend long. It should be really fun. The weather's going to be mediocre, but you know, it wouldn't be a Minnesota national event if it was 70 and sunny in early April. So
yes, no, that would be off brand. Can't be off brand when it comes to national events. Sports writers need to be able to complain about Minnesota weather. It was ever thus.
Well, and that'll be the interesting thing is that, I mean, obviously, you know, having media credential, I'm seeing where all the national media is staying. And it's like, okay, you can literally walk everywhere you're trying to go in the skyways, or they literally have media shuttles to get them the 2.5 blocks from city center to the Target Center. So in theory, all these national people don't actually have to step outside and walk a single block on the streets of Minneapolis if they don't want to. So luckily we got done with our snow today, so it should be back to all just melting by the weekend. But yeah, I'm sure there'll be some grumbling about the weather and wishing that they were in a much more warm weather location like New Orleans or Houston or something like that. But, you know, sorry, people.
Well, and kind of close out with some events that do have a Gopher connection. You've got members of the men's and women's basketball teams competing in the 3-3. In both, are they both playing 3-3, or are there one in the 3-3 and one in the 3-point contest?
Yeah, so Peyton Willis of the Gopher men's team is playing in the 3-on-3 championship, the Big Ten MAC combined team down in New Orleans, running at the same time as the Final Four down there. If you vaguely remember, Nate Mason, when the Final Four was here in 2018, competed on the Big Ten squad, and they ended up winning the title, splitting $100,000 between four of them. So that was pretty fun to watch at the Mall of America. I'm not sure where they're doing it down in New Orleans, but Peyton Willis will be trying to bring home the bag and bring home the cash for himself. You can watch a lot of those games. I think most of them are going to stream live on Twitter at 3x3u on Twitter Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I think some initial games and the final will be on ESPN2 as well. So we'll be able to tweet that out for you once it happens. And then, yeah, on the women's side, I believe Thursday night is they do the skills contest, the college senior, the slam dunk, and the 3-point contest. I did see Brad Davison is competing in the 3-point contest on the men's side, but on the women's side, we'll be all rooting for Deja Winters, the Gopher senior who transferred in this year from NC Greensville. Had a real nice super senior season for the Gophers, and she will be one of eight women competing in the 3-point contest. So hopefully she can show off and bring home some more cred to the Gopher women's team. But lots and lots of basketball this weekend. I mean, if you can't get excited about watching what should be, you know, three great men's games, three great women's games, and all the other ancillary events, you know, you're just not a basketball fan. So.
Well, I think that's one of the best parts about this spring with hockey winning is, you know, Final Four weekend's always a great weekend. It's really nice to have that NCAA championship excitement extend further, for sure, with hockey and then also possibly with gymnastics. It's been a little bit since we've gotten to get hyped, fully hyped, for that weekend after the Final Four.
No, it's true. It should be really fun. And then, you know, before we know it, you know, spring football practice started this week. So we've got, you know, a month of April where we'll be, you know, trying to talk a little bit about these NCAA championships, if they can extend our season. We've got spring football to talk about. You know, we've got the other spring sports. We've got, you know, softball and baseball. Baseball opens up Big Ten play at Rutgers this weekend. Softball went to Rutgers last weekend. They open up Big Ten play at home this weekend against Illinois. You know, we'll be paying more attention to that. Track and field, I did see that the Gophers had two throwers sweep the Big Ten awards for Big Ten Athletes of the Week this week. So, you know, that's something to watch. And the Big Ten Track and Field Championships in, I believe, early May are going to be held at the new U of M track. So that'll be something else to look forward to as we get later in the spring. But yeah, this weekend, it's nothing but basketball. You know, watch what should be just a great action from both the women and the men. And as you said, you know, flip around and see all the extra stuff, whether it be the 3-on-3 tournament, the 3-point slam dunk contest, everything like that. And if you're looking for fun, head down to downtown Minneapolis. There'll be lots of cool things going on around here.
Well, keep an eye out for coverage of some of that on the blog. Get ready. We're hoping to be able to ask Blake a hockey question next week in advance of the Frozen Four. No promises, but with luck, that will come to fruition. In the meantime, thank you for listening to the Sky U podcast. Go Gophers. Sky U Ma. Row the boat.
Go Gophers. Row the boat.